sexuality and the way they are treated by men. Just the right pacing is given to this movie, and seeing all the vintage clips and debates from those black and white television days puts things right in context. Looks at major issues in American society, such as the Vietnam War, marijuana legislation, the communist purge by Senator Joseph McCarthy, and a shot of other serious issues, and all the parts have made it so cutting edge, and that's Playboy, and how they relate to Hefner. It's really quite incredible. Insight into the construction of his men's magazine and the parts that have made it so cutting edge are also gone into in great detail, with Hefner offering candid descriptions of how things came into being. Personal moments and tragedies also take center stage in one man's amazing, tumultuous life. Slight nudity takes nothing away from this story, but also shows the attitude of one man and his ability to try something new and live his dream. Besides all the beautiful women and celebrity glad-handing, viewers will be awestruck and spellbound by this telling portrait of an intellectual giant who managed to move sex out of a closet and behind closed doors into the mainstream. Hugh Hefner, Playboy Activist and Rebel, is a must-see film for those who like reading the magazine and those wanting to learn about values, morality, culture, religion, and political machinations of the United States from 1953 to the present. That's why, on a scale of 1 to 10, Hugh Hefner, Playboy Activist and Rebel, gets an easy 9. That's a show for today. This is Robert Waldman for Reel to Reel at the Movies. Thanks for listening to CITR FM 101.9, and we hope to see you at the movies real soon.
That right there was Plumtree, and we just heard the song Scott Pilgrim. And if any of you guys are thinking, wow, that sounds familiar, it is because that song from their 1997 album on Cinnamon Toast Records, which is called Predicts the Future, that song is actually the inspiration for the lead character in the movie Scott Pilgrim Takes on the World, or sorry, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is crazy, which is totally crazy. So I happen to be a big Plumtree fan, and they have been defunct now for 10 years. And I'm also a teacher too. And first of all, before I tell you the rest of my story, let me tell you, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music happens for the next hour and a half. Okay, so back to Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So my neighboring teacher, who's actually a really cool guy, he's like, oh, check out this new movie. Like, he made me come into his classroom back in June, and he's like, this looks so awesome. And I'm like, Scott Pilgrim, And then, because I'm like, that sounds so familiar. How do I know that name? And then as I'm looking, I think Michael Cera. So Michael Cera is one of the main actors in the movie. And at one scene, he's wearing a Plumtree t-shirt. And I'm like, whoa, that is one of their songs from that album, Predicts the Future. And so basically, the guy who did the movie, Edgar Wright, the director, he's the director, he loved Plumtree. And I obviously liked that song enough to actually name one of the main characters in his movie that, Scott Pilgrim. And there's apparently, I haven't seen the movie, it just came out, but there's references, little references scattered throughout the movie to the whole Halifax music scene. Like, supposedly there's little thrush hermit things thrown in there. What's the last name of one of the girls in Plumtree? What's her name? Let's see, there's four girls. And apparently, yes, Katrina Sturton, she played bass. In the movie, one of the halls, this is what I was reading, one of the, like, I don't know, academic buildings is called Sturton Hall. And yeah, there you go. So that was Plumtree. 13 years old, that song. And like I said, they broke up 10 years ago. They were such a young band. They were hugely young. They were hugely successful for their scene, if that makes any sense, being out of Halifax. And I got to tell you, I just did look up Amanda Bidnall, and she is actually a PhD candidate at Boston College. And her major, so she's defending, or she's doing her dissertation, a PhD in British history. Crazy, isn't it? And I think she has a kid as well. So there you go. That's the story there. Okay. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that we have a whole lot of Canadian music coming up. There's a whole bunch of new CDs here at the station. I'm pretty excited. So we're going to be listening to a whole bunch of new stuff. So on the playlist for this evening, we shall be listening to Arcade Fire. We've got, so that's new Arcade Fire, new Wolf Parade, new Tokyo Police Club, new Battle Snakes, which is actually a CD of covers. We're going to listen to the Provincial Archive, the Nymphettes. Oh, this is going to be a good show. Let's see. Olympic City. Yes, so that's just a name. More than a few. That is right. So let's move on with our music. And we're going to hear something from this widely acclaimed, very much highly anticipated album, the new one from Arcade Fire. It's called The Suburbs. And I've heard one song so far. And the song we're going to hear is actually the title track from the album. So this right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this here is the title track from their new album, The Suburbs. My name is Anita B, and stick around until 8.
Grab your mother's keys, we're leaving. shout it out like it's dead. We'll be right back.
Okay, that little ditty there is something new. It's from a band called the Nymphettes, who were originally from Montreal. They were formed back in 04, and they've since relocated to Brooklyn. So interesting. And they are three-piece. So one girl and two boys. And they're funny. They're cute. I like their website. I went to their website, and it's very, very minimalist. And there's very little information about the band. You have to do a little surfing around. But it's very simple, and there's some really nice photography in it. And I just enjoyed the photography that they offered. So there you go. That's the story behind the Nymphettes. Three-piece, initially from Montreal, now living in, like I said, Brooklyn. There you go. Okay, now before the Nymphettes, we listened to Tokyo Police Club. Now, that is a band who are out of Newmarket, Ontario, and they are young. When I say young, I mean they're a four-piece, and all of them were born in 1987. That's young. Okay, let's put it this way. I was born the decade before, but at the very beginning of the decade. So, you know what? I'll just come clean. I will tell you all that I'm 40. Yes, that's true. Why deny it? Why even try to hide it? On September 5th, there you go. So these little monkeys are like 17 years younger than me. But that's okay. It's all good. It's all about music, right, man? That's all that matters. Okay, so anyways, Tokyo Police Club have a new album out. It's called Champ, and the song we heard is called End of a Spark. Oh, yeah, and the new stuff from Arcade Fire, we heard the title track from the album The Suburbs. And there's still Emerge Records out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, so very cool. These guys, are really Arcade Fire. They're taking over the world. So you got to give them props for keeping it real, man, right? Still on the little indie label, so very cool. Okay, my name is Anita B, and you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is my show, and I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And I am sharing this show with Jonathan. His show is called, I know it. What is this show called? Jonathan, he does a show called Shameless. That's right. He's new. That's why, he's been here at CITR for a while. But my point is, his show is new in this time slot. So Jonathan B. and his show is Shameless. So listen to him next week from 6:30 until 8. Okay, what else do we got going on here that is new? This is what we're going to listen to next. Yes, we shall be listening to one of my favorite bands of all time. Let alone being Canadian, that would be Wolf Parade. I love these guys to death. I will bear any of their children. Yes, I will. But then I would give them up for adoption, just visit them on weekends, my love child. No, I don't know. Because I can't take care of another child. I have two kids, and it's like nuts. And I love my kids to death. So Coral or Dexter, if you're listening to me, I love you. Yes, I do. Coral's birthday is tomorrow, my little coconut. Her nickname is Coco, and she turns 5 years old tomorrow. But let me tell you, two is enough. Two is more than enough. Okay, so here we go. So like I said, Expo 86. That is the name of the new Wolf Parade album. And the song we're going to hear is... what are we going to hear here? I don't want to play the same songs we listened to last time. So how about... song number four. It's called Little Golden Age. And these guys initially, Spencer Krug is originally from Victoria. And the band themselves, though, Wolf Parade, are out of Montreal, if that makes sense. Yes. And I do actually have some Frog Eyes here. And I say that because Spencer Krug, I do believe, played in Frog Eyes at the beginning of the Frog Eyes journey, if you will. So maybe we'll listen to some Frog Eyes later. Anyways, this is new stuff from Wolf Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And no, that was not the Nasty On. That was Battle Snakes. And Battle Snakes are a band out of Vancouver. And they have a new album out. And I like it. It's called On Fire 99. And what it is nine covers of, they call it classic Canadian rock covers. So bands such as the Nasty On, you've got the Spitfires, Cherky Woo, Vaughn Zippers, Lay Tabernacle. So these are bands who were big, I'm guessing, in 1999. And I would know that because all these bands were doing their thing in 1999. So the Nasty On, with that song, Lester Bangs, the Nasty On are a band out of Vancouver who were huge back in like sort of the earlier part of this century. So like the year 2000, 2004, I'm right around that time they were doing their thing. And that's cool. They must be pretty excited that someone has covered them on this album. I really like the Vaughn Zippers too. So maybe next week we'll hear, or 2 weeks from now, we'll hear the Vaughn Zippers cover of Broke Down. All right. That was the Battle Snakes, or Battle Snakes. I don't know. Is it the Battle Snakes, or is it just, I don't know. It's always the same with Arcade Fire. Is it the Arcade Fire, or is it just Arcade Fire? Because on all their albums, they don't have a the in front of it. Whatever. I'll let you ponder that. Okay. Before Battle Snakes, we heard The Safety Show. The song was Blindness, and that was from their album that they released not long ago, maybe a year or two ago, called Blackwater. And those guys are local and they're awesome. And if you get a chance to see them live, do it. I don't know if they've played lately though. I know they were taking a little bit of a live hiatus, so I don't know, but, they're awesome. They consist of Katie and Sean and Sean, etc. Let's just put it that way. Okay, those are the first names that came to my mind. And then we had Wolf Parade before that with the song Little Golden Age from their new album on Merge Records. It is Expo 86, so I'm really excited about that. And it's just as good as one would expect. If anything, they just keep getting better, which is almost hard to do, I think. So Expo 86, it is named after the fact that they discovered, obviously after the fact, that they were all in attendance at Expo 86 here in Vancouver. So there you go. I guess they found that significant. All right, so there you go. You were listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is where we listen to Canadian music. Now, I'm going to play something new. Let's see. I don't know a lot about them, except that I got an email from Luke Meat, who's lovely. He's our music director, and he is so helpful by sending out emails to all of us CITR DJs, and he lists all the new CDs we have here at the station that have just been sent and processed. And anyways, we've got tons of new Canadian music, so I'm really excited. So I decided to discover these guys. That's okay. They're called the Provincial Archive. They are out of Edmonton. And let me tell you, I've been to Edmonton. Ooh, is all I can say. I don't know why people really settle that far north, to be honest with you. But whatever, that's a whole other story. So the Provincial Archive, they are a four-piece. I don't see a girl in the band, so I'm assuming they're all boys. And they have a new album out. It's called Maybe We Could Be Holy. And aren't I mean about Edmonton, but it's true. Same with Winnipeg. Don't really like Winnipeg. Now that I'm at it, I suppose I can keep going on about cities I don't like. Okay, we're going to hear song number two. And song number two has a name. It's called I'm a Believer. Yes, off their new album. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Churchyards.
believed you in the backyard.
That's a lie. I say there's hundreds more. You can see them buried off the shore. At the tip of Erie's lip, there is a little park we used to love to swim in it when the sun went dark. The water is shallow and mean, and now the zebras keep it clean. Many ships were claimed, and even Olympic swimmers, they died. All the same. We'll be right back.
another one's gone down, you see. Point, point, point. Some birders, they watched it from a tree. Sure hope somebody comes in after me. Thank you.
okay, that right there is something new. And I quite enjoy it. It's a band called Olympic City. And they are obviously out of what do you think? Vancouver. They have to be. They have to be with a name like that. I don't know much at all about them. This is the first time I've played them. And I really like that song. The song is called, hold on a second here. I've got it written down. Hold on. Let's just see if I can get that there. The song is called This Olympic City. They have a new album out. It is called Bad Fate. And I was just trying to find some stuff on them. There doesn't seem to be a lot of information about these guys. Hold on a second. Online. And I'll probably come back and tell you more later. But they do have a MySpace thing, and I just am having problems finding it. Okay, but that's what we need to know. It's just that they're from Vancouver, and there is a girl in the band, and there you go. Okay. Before Olympic City, we heard Sun Parlor Players. I love the Sun Parlor Players. They're out of Leamington originally. I do believe they're now living in Toronto. Their album that's been out for a little while is called Wave North. And Point Pelee is a place to be. That was a song we heard. And I love Point Pelee. I'm from Essex County myself, so I'm from Windsor. And Point Pelee is Canada's most southern national park. And I don't know if you knew this, but David Suzuki is from that area. David Suzuki is actually from Ruthven, which is right on the border between Leamington and Kingsville. And my dad went to elementary school, grade school, with David Suzuki's sister. Yes, I know. Isn't that fascinating? So he knew the Suzukis, but he didn't in particular know David, but he knew the one, like there were only a couple Japanese families at that time in that area. Yeah. Okay, Sun Parlor Players. Yeah, I totally went on a tangent. There we go. So away from David Suzuki, back to the Sun Parlor Players. Okay. Before the Sun Parlor Players, we heard the Provincial Archive. They are a band out of Edmonton, and their new album is called Maybe We Could Be Holy, and we heard I'm a Believer. Okay, it is 7:28, and we're going to continue listening to Canadian music. What do we have on deck? As I talk to myself, my alter ego. Yes. Well, we got like a whole 32 minutes or so. And let me tell you, though, before I tell you what's coming up next, that Val is coming in. So her show runs from 8 until 10, and it's called Folk Oasis. So in 32 more minutes, her show will be starting. And from 10 until 11, Caroline M. hosts Sexy in Van City. That is correct. So it's a good night of CITR programming. And, you know what we're going to listen to is a little Super Friends. That's what we're going to hear. And we're going to hear my favorite Super Friends song. I know I play the same one all the time. And it's Rescue Us From Boredom. And Rescue Us From Boredom can be found on their, 1995 Murder Records release. Mock Up, Scale Down. Yes. So I guess that's all I need to tell you, except for the fact that I will be back, of course, in two more weeks. Jonathan B. is up next week with his show, which is called, I want to say Heartless, Shameless. What's it called? Hold on. It starts with an S. Why do I have problems? It's Shameless. Yeah, it's Shameless. Okay. Shameless. Yeah. So anyways, until then, you'll probably hear from me before I skedaddle at 8. Anyways, my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this right here is the Super Friends.
Can we talk to you? You're cool beyond repair. We love you. We just stepped and smirked. What a cool jerk said you kids could make me sick. I'd like to see you try. Don't you know my life is such a drag to me? All this heavy metal, all this heavy irony. I wanna be back home.
sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip. Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip, hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we just heard something from the now-defunct Calgary band Hot Little Rocket with a song, I Want to Buy a Rug, / I Don't Want to Buy a Rug. So these guys rocked the Calgary scene for a good 11 years. So they were formed in 98 and broke up in just last year, so in 09. And, oh, my headband is killing me. Okay, let me just stop. Okay. Oh, it felt like I had a drill bit going right into my skull. Okay, much better. So Hot Little Rocket, what can I tell you? They released this album in September of 09, and they announced that they were going to break up with the release of this album. So this album was like their swan song. This was it. They were done. So they remind me so much of Superchunk. Yes, they do, which is a good thing. Yeah, I really liked Superchunk. Okay. So, Hot Little Rocket. Before that, we heard Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet from the album Savvy Showstoppers. We heard Having an Average Weekend, which, of course, is the theme song for Kids in the Hall, which I'm a massive fan of. They're just so amazing. I got to tell you, they recently did something on TV, and I tried to follow along. I think it was like an eight-episode sort of Kids in the Hall second try at it or whatever, and it was I'm not quite sure that I got it. I tried, but the good old Kids in the Hall from like the late 80s early 90s is where it was at. I mean, that's where it is at. So okay, especially Chicken Lady. I love Chicken Lady. Okay, before Shadowy Men, we heard The Organ with a song Fire in the Ocean, and that was released a few years ago on a compilation by Mint Records, which is called It's a Team Mint Sampler. Other bands on this really good comp include, let's see, The Pack, AD, you've got Vancouver, Bella, Carolyn Mark, The Evaporators, like my goodness, Young and Sexy, Noviero. This was released, I want to say, like 3 years ago at least. It's a really good CD. Okay, I have about 13 or 14 minutes, and it looks like Val is in the house. Yay! Very cool. So she will be here from 8 until 10 doing her show, which is Folk Oasis. And what do I have? Okay, coming up right now. Did I tell you, by the way, that the show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway? I don't know. But in case you're curious, that is what the show is called, and my name is Anita B. But we have some new pornographers. That's what we've got coming up. Some new pornographers from their new album, which is called Together, and it is on, I was going to say Merge Records, but it's not. It's on Last Gang Records. Look at that. Last Gang Records. We're going to hear the song Valkyrie in the Roller Disco. Yes, it's a tantalizing song name, isn't it? So right here, you got the new pornographers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
You live by another sad tub. A 747 just left with you.
Yeah.
ITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Hello, this is Anita B. Just winding down here. I will be back, of course, in 2 weeks and 2 minutes. Val is here, and I'm just having some issues with the computer here. But we're all good. It looks like I'm going to leave us with a few, public service announcements from CITR. And make sure to listen to Jonathan, I think his last name. I know his last name starts with a B. Val is here. What's Jonathan's last name? I don't know. Jonathan B. And his show is called, as I always forget. It's, I love his show name. It's called Shameless. And he'll be here next week. And until then, I'm going to leave us with something fun. How about, I don't know. The Yip Yip Aliens. Here we go. All right. And I will see you in 2 weeks and enjoy Val's show, which, of course, is Folk Oasis. Signing off. This is Anita B. from Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.